Julian, you've obviously over 10 years played in some great games, but that's got to be right up there, hasn't it, to beat the champions?
He has to be, yeah, he has to be, of course, beating the champions of England, of course, yeah, he was one of those, yeah.
You had a lot of work to do at the back in front of you. I mean, your defenders played brilliantly in front of you as well, didn't they?
I think it was a brilliant team performance. Yeah, we did what we had to do, we stick to our plan, and it worked out in the end.
You had to ride your luck at times as well, though.
Well, you expect that, you know, against these kind of teams, you need a little bit of luck. They hit the post in the first half, and obviously if those balls go in, then it can be a different game. But we took our chances, and then I think we defended well as well.
Sergio Aguero, it was who hit the post. Did you have a word with him afterwards?
I mean, he's a fantastic player. You know, I think today he didn't have that little bit of luck that we had. But that doesn't change anything. You know, he's still one of the best players in the world.
But you have to rely on a lot of spirit in a game like that. So you have to be together as a team and play to the plan, as you say, and you did that.
Yeah, I mean, you can't have success if you don't stick together and do what you had to do. It's as simple as that.
And in terms of the goals, I mean, the first one, there was a bit of a talk from their team about offside. Did you have a look at it afterwards?
We just saw it. I think it was online. I don't think it was offside. But obviously it happened so quick that I think because they watched a replay on the big screen, they thought it was offside, so that's why they complained. But I think we just watched the inside, and it looked to be online.
Punchin's free kick, I mean, that was pretty special, wasn't
Brilliant.
It? And a great time to score right at the start of the second half like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, give us some margin, really. 2-0, obviously, it's still a hard result because they can score one early after that, and then you're under pressure again. But I think we managed to control the game, especially after they scored. I think we didn't panic, and that was key.
I spoke to the chairman beforehand and said, you know, this club was almost out of business a few years ago. You know all about that day at Hillsborough. Yeah. And now you're here beating the champions, the club's turning a profit, there could be more investment. It's amazing, isn't it?
It's amazing, you know, how far we came in the last 4 or 5 years, you know. I've been through everything in the club, you know, this is my 11th season, and I've seen it all. But it's a brilliant time to be a Palace fan right now.
And the fans, do you speak to any of them on your way out? Because that was a special occasion. I mean, it's always good under the lights here, but the atmosphere was really brilliant.
He was rocking out there. He was really, really rocking. You can really hear them. And it was another special one. I'm not surprised because they've been showing that, you know, for the last two seasons and before. So I'm not really surprised about it.
You know, they built this stand in 1924. If it keeps rocking like that, they might have to redo the foundations.
Yeah, they're going to knock it down. Who knows what's going to happen. But really, really pleased.